the Boston Cello Quartet was founded in 2010 by the Boston Symphony Orchestra cellists, who we are going to introduce. Now, as I introduce them, I'm hoping just for the sake of both Alan and I, that you just raise your hand so we know which one of you are, because as of four guests, we're not used to this. So Blaise Desjardins is here. Blaise, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Adam Espenson is here. Good morning, Adam. Very nice to have you here. Mihail Jajatu is here. Good morning. And Alexandra Lacombe, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right. We know who they are.
Since its acclaimed debut concert, the BCQ has quickly won the hearts of music lovers through their own arrangements of staples in classical music repertoire, as well as jazz, contemporary works, and even comic medleys, all which showcase the limitless possibilities of the instrument they and my wife love.
The quartet will perform from the Tanglewood Family Concert tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in Ozawa Hall. They also have a new album out, which we'll talk about in a moment, and it is a pleasure to welcome the quartet to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Is there one of the four of you whose idea this was? Okay, they're all pointing
they're
to
all
you.
Pointing.
They're all pointing to you.
Well, I mean, it was sort of a wish when I joined with Alex and Adam the section of the Boston Symphony, and I realized there are so many great cellists in this cello section, and I always love cello ensembles, and I thought if three of them are crazy enough to want to spend some time doing this, why not? And they were crazy, and they still are, so we're having a good time.
Have you had a band fight yet?
No,
all bands end in a band fight. We all know that.
Right? Yeah.
So not yet. Fingers crossed.
When you say you do crazy and do different things, what is it that you wanted to do? Did you have a mission as far as, this is what we want to accomplish?
I don't think there was anything specific in mind except just to sort of have fun with it. The first time we read together, it was just a blast. We had such a good time that I think... we just never really wanted to stop. So after that, you know, we came up with just little goals of music we wanted to play and things we wanted to do. So, but overall, it's just to have fun.
Now, you learned out there in Oregon, did you?
I grew up in Oregon, yeah.
Is that where you learned how to play the cello?
Well, that's where I started playing the cello, yeah.
You know, do you ever think about your cello teacher back there, very proud of his extraordinary...
Of course, yeah. There's a lot of people in Oregon who... keep tabs. It's a small community. Yeah.
Mihail, talk a little bit about the repertoire of what you do, of what is established and what you create for the quartet itself.
Our typical concert starts with a very serious, probably a Mozart overture that Blaise transcribed for four of us, and we'll end up playing a jazz piece or a Metallica piece at the end of the concert. Ooh. So our concert is very, very diverse. And so we have from Mozart to commissioned pieces that we do. We ask several composers to write things for us because the repertoire is quite limited. And
who pays for that?
Very, we are.
You take it out of your own pocket?
Yes,
you don't go to Volpi and say, I need to buy
So he owns a couple of cellos there, but...
he owns the cellos, right. The latest CD is The Latin Project, Boston Cello Quartet, The Latin Project. What has the project been?
He's not answering.
No, he's not answering.
He said, I'm not talking.
You're not going to talk at all?
He said, I'm not.
No, okay.
No,
all right.
No, I'm not talking.
The Latin Project is basically music from Spain and Latin and Central America, South America. We found on our first CD that some of the more Spanish-sounding music really worked well for the cello. It was dramatic and lyrical and rhythmic, and it really sort of showcased what we wanted to do very well. So when we talked about a new project, that seemed like a good thing to have a whole... When you have a whole CD of one style, you want it to be something diverse that you can kind of see all the range of the music and the instrument. So.
You're within, spitting is a bad word, hearing distance of Yo-Yo,
yeah.
The world's most important cello player, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I wonder what that means to you guys in terms of your work. Anything, does he ever, have you ever talked to him? Does he ever drop by?
Well, I mean, he's a very inspiring figure for all cellists. And we were at least thrilled last summer to play with him in a concert.
Oh, boy.
So we played in a cello octet concert.
Did it make you nervous? Cellos.
No, he's very good at making people feel comfortable.
He is.
He's probably the least serious of the bunch in rehearsal, so he makes everyone at ease. And we had a great time. It was very inspiring, and he loves the quartet. He, you know, he has our albums, and he's a great person to be around.
Yeah, that's great.
The last time you were here, Sarah, our producer, and I were talking about this yesterday and this morning, but the last time I believe you were with us was when you were opening for Train. What was that like? Because obviously this is a popular concert. It's a rock band. They come in, and the four of you go out, and it was just great. It sounded great.
Thank you. Yeah, I do remember that day. It was quite a day because we had to have the same, arrangements of their music done by Blaze within hours. It was everything happened so quickly.
Yeah, because you were playing Train songs to open for Train, which was great.
But we very, very much used to that repertoire we play in the pops, and that was quite an easy concert for us, coming from the heavy repertoire of the Boston Symphony that we play all these extremely hard pieces. Yeah. That I remember that was quite a really fun experience for us.
Well, as I mentioned, the new CD is the Latin Project, and we're going to take a break, and you're going to go over and you're going to play for us. But I believe it's off the new. It's off the new CD, correct?
Yes.
And what
yes.
will we be hearing?
Adios No Niño by Astor Piazzolla.
Okay.
But be careful, because those instruments are very expensive. And,
yes.
and Mark Volpe owns two of them.
So we're not gonna move, but the musicians will, and we'll be back to hear the Boston Cello Quartet perform for us from their new CD, The Latin Project. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to the roundtable. As promised, the Boston Cello Quartet will be performing for us. A reminder, they'll be performing at Tanglewood for their family concert tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in Ozawa Hall. Their new CD is The Latin Project, and the quartet will be performing for us now a track from that CD, all transcribed and arranged by Blaise Desjardins, who we spoke to a moment ago, and this is entitled Adios No Niño. Thank you. Wow. That is the Boston Cello Quartet, made up of Blaise Desjardins, Adam Espenson, Mihail Zhijatou, and Alexandra Lacombe. They were performing Adios No Niño from their new CD, The Latin Project. And again, they will be performing the family concert here at Tanglewood at Ozawa Hall tomorrow at 2:30. You can find out more information at tanglewood.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the beautiful performance and for the wonderful time with us this morning. We'll be back with Mark Volpe next on the Roundtable.